the preliminary review of Lakeview Village.
Scott?
Thank you, Chairman. As I mentioned, this is just a preliminary review of some proposed expansion to the Lakeview Village manufactured housing community. There's two areas that are being looked at, being added to on Lake Street, some units there, and then also on Park Street. These properties are already owned by them, and they are zoned appropriately for this. So this would be an amendment to an existing site plan. So they're here just to discuss and get feedback from the planning commission on their proposal. Kathy, is here?
Hi, nice to meet you. My name's Kathy Johnson, general manager for Northern Properties, which is basically Lakeview Village. We're excited about hopefully helping the city with their needed affordable housing. So it's a basic expansion on Park Street as well as Lake Street. You'll see that on Park Street, we're focusing on the single section homes so that we can get more in there, and it may even increase. This is, you know, again, preliminary, but we may be able to get an additional two sites. And then on Lake Street, we'd like it to have more of a subdivision look so that it looks attractive to Boyne City and our neighbors. So we're thinking those would be sectional homes and hopefully large enough for those sites to also have garages or carports, attached carports, which some do now, not garages, we have carports at Lakeview Village now. We are completely full at Lakeview and have been, so I think it's a welcome thing that we can be able to make this happen. Sounds like this is really what the city needs. We do plan in this development where we have on Park Street to put a new community center and a new maintenance building. We would take out what we currently have. We're going to build them in an opposite location so that they can remain functional until we can get the new buildings built. But the community center would be a very nice thing to have for the residents at Lakeview Village. In 1996, we came here to do an expansion on Park Street that only involves six sites. So as Scott said, this is more or less an amendment to what was approved in 96. And even though we couldn't find the actual approval of that expansion, I found a letter from Dennis O'Leary that said it was approved.
Tim O'Leary?
Tim O'Leary. So I don't know if the city ever found what was originally.
All right.
But the general managing partner at that time passed away. So things were unexpected with that, and we didn't pursue it. We just let it, you know, waited until now.
Okay.
Once we get the city's approval and blessing, then we have to go to the state. And they pretty much regulate what we have to do as well, but we want to meet what the city wants in order to create that and continue to have the good relationship we have with the city.
This, one of the things that I had a concern with was this driveway on the Lake Street addition, as opposed to all of them being accessed by an interior road. So that was one of my concerns. And then another item that we may need to look at is that the ordinance requires a 25,000 square foot open space or open area as part of this type of development. And how that is defined or delineated is really not clearly expressed in the ordinance. So I guess we would need to look at how this particular development would fit with that specific requirement. Right now, they do have that open space with, you know, the Park Street area and the Lake Street area. So it may require a few less units, or it may require how you interpret what that open space is.
Okay.
in speaking with Kathy and just observations of the park, it's not really a lot of children involved, you know, live there. You don't see a lot of kids playing. And if they do, they can walk across the street to Veterans Park or the lake or a lot of other spots. So I'm not sure what realistic benefit having that open space, you know, dedicated as one big block would really accomplish when the need for housing units appears to be a much greater need for the community.
How many, so are we talking about 5, 9, how many total, wait, 7?
There'd be 9, currently we have 9 on Park Street that would be single wides. We may be able to get a couple more if we do, you know, to make a few changes.
So 9 on Park Street.
And then 12 on Lake Street. So
12. 12, it is, okay.
21.
I do share in Scott's concern about the one drive coming off of Lake Street, just that extra bump out, just it makes it difficult. If there was any way to reposition that, that would be awesome.
So you prefer not to see any curb cuts for the home sites?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. I think actually it's a good idea because...
I think I put that on there just to find out what the answer
is. Absolutely. Yeah. Okay. But yeah, no, if we could just all keep it contained and not have that extra curb cut, that would be awesome. Would
sure, it'd be well. Safer. Absolutely. The traffic flow.
Yeah.
One of the primary issues that's going to be addressed, need to be addressed with the additional impervious surfaces, stormwater, so a you know, plan developed and how that's going to be maintained and taken care of is going to be critical.
So the stormwater plan would have to be amended to what they already have?
Well, this additional impervious surface is going to have to be, you know, that water is going to have to be accounted for somehow.
Okay.
So, we'll have to see calculations and how that's done.
Okay. So you understand? Awesome.
Question. Scott, could the proposed recreation, the new building for recreation, philosophically, could that be considered part of the open space? It's part of recreation.
Yeah, that could be part of the calculation, sir.
Most of the time,
That we count the proposed rec center as open space. Because philosophically, it's for recreation.
That's a meeting term. Yeah, it's a term that's per the Planning Commission's discretion of what you incorporate in that. So if you believe that's part of it, then yes, you can calculate that in.
Okay. And we could also waive that.
Well, there's no provision that says there's any way, but how you interpret what, you know, is yard areas, is the lawn area in front of Lake Street, the lawn area in front of Park Street, are those all part of that calculation? So, you know,
how you look at it. So what if the space that's on Lake Street that has the real steep, how big is that? Sure.
It'd be great if at your discretion that the open space requirement could somehow be worked out so we don't eliminate the housing sites.
Yep. Yes.
Well, the thing is, it seems to me, is the open space you have now is all in the park, where they park some trailers occasionally. I mean, I'm sure that's part of open space. I don't know, but is rarely used.
Yeah, it's right.
Except along the lawn, there's a lot, you know, but.
Yeah, and that will eventually be part of the expansion.
Right, I think it's good use, I think it's good use.
Right. They will no longer be parking any RVs or anything, we have to eliminate that, but that'll help anybody in the storage business.
Get it to the airport.
There you go.
Jeff, do you have any questions?
No, I don't have any questions. I mean, if we're just looking for some feedback, I love the layout with the new, you know, activity center and whatever else. I actually saw what you guys did to your place over in Harper Springs.
Oh, yeah.
It was very nice, by the way.
I want to duplicate.
Yeah, I was going to say, that new activity, whatever, the community center over there is beautiful. It's very beautiful, but it would be kind of neat to see you guys maybe try and figure out a way to do like a little playground or play area next to that building. I mean, I know it's not a requirement, I'm just, you're looking for feedback, so.
The demographics at Lakeview Village are primarily older right. residents, even right. though it's an all-age community. There are some children, but it's right. not the common
right. so.
Demographic for Lakeview Village, but it can be considered. Right now we have a slab of concrete, you mm-hmm. know, a patio, cement, and a basketball
court. Like a ball court kind of
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, and it doesn't, it really does not get utilized. Right. The kids go to the city's parks.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Okay. Other question?
I just think, the only question I would have is I think I see some trees, occasional trees here, or some kind of landscaping.
Mm-hmm. We would have a landscaping package, so okay. it would look attractive.
Would each of the units have some landscaping that way? I mean, it didn't show on here, but.
Well, we were thinking more, I think in our preliminary plan, we had it more for our.
We had the trees show along Park Street, and a tree, basically a tree in front of each
site.
Of each site. Mm-hmm. Like a maple tree.
Yeah, I see that.
Yeah.
I think you guys are probably one of the best managed places in the state. Yeah, I don't think there's any complaints or anything, so I think it's a great addition to
it. I'm just 30 plus years, it's really nice to hear, because I don't always hear those things.
I'm very much in support of this project with the additional housing, and I think it's very needed. Thank you for coming to us.
Sure.
I would agree.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll be back.
Before you finish all this,
I'm sorry, ma'am. After they're done, I will open it to the public and you can make a comment.
Oh, you are going to open it to the public?
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, I will.
Yes, no? Okay.
I will. All right.
Thank you.
All right. Now I will open to the public if they have any public comment.
Sure.
Yeah, if you have to please walk up to the lectern.
My name is Kevin Clements, 310 Groveland Street. My backyard is supposedly going to be pretty much in the proposed spot for the mobile homes. I work for, well, I still work for Charlotte County, and I used to take the minutes for the Charlotte County Planning Commission. One thing that I do ask if this committee could send her preliminary report or your report to that committee to have them assess the setback requirements and so forth. I don't know if you're trying to do a zoning variance or so forth on that, but what I was trying to get at is for all these years, I've lived there 13 years, the developer for some reason set this park, maybe for that reason, for that setback, to have a mobile home park kind of not right on Lake Street. And I'm wondering why all of a sudden now, and I know Boeing is desperately in need of a housing project, and I know that. The thing is, it's in my backyard. And the way I look at it from a financial, not a zoning view, but a financial view, the people, the landings, that's gonna be close to the landings, which is our neighbors on the other side. Those properties are $399,000 and up. And if we put mobile homes there, is Boynton City actually gonna make less revenue with the proposed mobile home sites going in? So I didn't know if it's really a lose-lose for you.
That's not something that we can
okay.
advise. We can we can't say what goes in, but what is allowed.
Okay, and I just want to, and that's one thing I'll have to get with Kirsten Stark too, because this took the wind right out of me. I used to take the minutes for the Charlotte County Planning Commission, and I found out Saturday night, today's Monday, haven't had time to talk to her and find out the Boyne City zoning and that. With due to respect for you, that park is in great shape. They really do a good job there, and I understand if they can maintain it or be better, probably wouldn't have a problem with it, but I want to have, maybe we could talk after the meeting and find out a little bit more of, about, you know, what they're actually going to do with regarding the zoning for my property. So,
absolutely.
Thanks.
Yep,
you're welcome. Monica Ross, 109 East Michigan Avenue, Boyne City. I personally think that the utilization of that space on Park Street is a wonderful addition. I question one thing on, first of all, I think that there should be some kind of requirement on Lake Street for landscaping. That's a big concern. I walk that way quite a bit. Also, there seems to be a water, some kind of drainage issue going through there. How does that?
There's an artesian well on the property. So if it's something that you want us to block off to say, we don't want to disturb it.
Okay.
There's an artesian wall that runs right on that.
I'm sorry. In the future, I just need to.
Okay.
And then I'll ask you the question.
Okay. That was my question. How does that affect? How does what they want to put in along Lake Street affect that? Because I know that sometimes the even lawnmowers have ruined that pipe that goes above the ground and things of that nature along there. But thank you for coming forward and giving us some options for housing.
Evie Erickson, 526 North Lake. I'm in the mobile home park. Yeah, I just found out about this a couple weeks ago too, and all these lovely developments. We do have more room on Park Street, probably for some. I know they're proposing a new building, new community building. Probably you will find that 90% of the people in the park are opposed to that. So it's kind of, it's, you know, we're all hoping it becomes a non-issue because it's rarely used as it is. You know, the occasional baby shower, bridal shower, but it's not, you know, a big use building for us. And having, you know, we like to see, it's a well-kept mobile home. It's a well-kept mobile home park because all the residents in there keep up their homes. There's very little outside help with anything. You know, we pretty much, we have trash collection. If you keep an eye on them, we have garbage, or we have, not garbage collection, I'm sorry. We have snow plowing, but you gotta keep an eye on them. But there's, you know, very little, the maintenance all pretty much falls to us. There's a couple of areas, and other than Park Street, I can't see doing. And this guy, although I'm a homeowner, I'm not white trash because I live in a mobile home. But yes, I suppose people in those condos might be upset if they had mobile homes across the street from them. And somebody informed me the other day that there is nowhere in Charlotte County where you can put a mobile home unless it's a modular. So that's hurting everybody, again.
Right, but that's also an issue that we can't address.
You can address it, of course you can. But it is something out there that people need to know about. That those of us who live there, you know, you might see part of it, but we see the rest of it. Thank you.
All right, Larry Schuth, 414 High Street. I think it's a worthwhile development along Park Street, definitely. I'm a little bit concerned about the setback along Lake Street. You have a relatively long setback exceeding the required setback on the north end and abruptly changes to what appears to be the absolute minimum setback. I think there's something in the zoning ordinance about the average setback from the road conforming with an average. And I think visually it may look better if it is perhaps maybe more graded. I know the existing grades that may not allow it, but as far as either significant screening or some orderly transition of the setback from the very close one to the very distant one. Although elimination of that one that has access Lake Street may accomplish that, may need to look at some other ways to soften that. Thank you.
Hello, my name's Gordon Prince. I am a resident of Lakeview Village as well, lot 92, which is directly across from the open area where they're proposing new homes. So obviously, personal level, it would impact my quality of life having these homes directly across. And I've always enjoyed when I do drive on Lake Street out, you know, out of town or into town, that nice berm there, because it's elevated, you know, it's always looked, you know, pleasant, you know, and you park 5 or 6 mobile homes up there, they're gonna, because the land, it rises, I mean, 12, 14, 15 feet maybe, they're gonna be like sitting up there, and so aesthetically, it's, you know, not going to be, and it's gonna, I realize change is change, but aesthetically, it's just not going to be very attractive. And, you know, there, as far as, since I've lived across the street from this open area, lots of kids play there. There's probably more kids in there than I've heard talked about, because I see them ride their bicycles all the time, and they really utilize a fair amount that area. People walk their dogs there too, which hopefully they pick up the remainders. But anyway, so that open space, which apparently is 25,000 feet you talked about, that might be part of it. I think it would be very valuable to maintain that aesthetically and for the people who do use it currently. And it just feels, you know, and to me it's mostly the aesthetics of, you know, those things are gonna sit right up there and just not fit in. And I think Jim Dilworth, who plotted that park, you know, 40, 50 years ago, probably designed it that way to keep it a little more or less obvious. So that's all I got to say.
Hi, Jane McKenzie, 847 West Division Street. I think it's a great idea to have the additional housing. My only concern is I thought this area had some environmental impacts from the old chemical plant that used to be there, whatever that's called, and just want to know if that's been remediated or how that's going to be handled. Thanks.
Any other comment? Public comment? All right, I'm going to close it to the public. Open up to the board.
Mr. Chair, I have a question for Scott. In regards to zoning within their boundaries, they are zoned as a...
The property that they're proposing these additions to is owned by them and is appropriately zoned for it.
And is the zoning within that district different from... I did not specifically read the zoning for that.
This property is all part of the MHD district. It's the Manufactured Housing District, so this is all part of that district.
So when we're talking setbacks to Groveland Street or across the street from the landing?
Well, when you go through that district, there are a variety of setbacks for depending what it's adjacent to, whether it's adjacent to a property line, adjacent to a street, adjacent to an interior road, adjacent to another lot. So all those things are going to have to be accommodated as part of their development plan review. So
okay.
And they know those requirements, and they'll have to submit a plan that meets those requirements.
Okay. And this being preliminary, we don't know specifically.
Yeah, it's just to get feedback. And just
okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you. Okay.
There was some talk about the artesian well in that, and how and where is that on the property, and how does that now?
It's roughly in this area.
Okay.
Trickles down.
I don't think you can find those off.
So I don't know.
It's no invention.
Yeah, there's a well we see as we drive by, a big white PSCD.
Yeah, we would like to protect it.
Yeah.
And I can address the question about the contamination that was on Lake Street. That was all taken care of by the DEQ. It was remediated. They came in and cleaned it all up. It was from what was there before.
Sure, sure. But the whole area got cleaned up?
Yes, yeah. And I have the information.
Sure, perfect.
That I can provide to you.
All right. As for landscaping on Lake Street, it would be nice to have a little bit more there. Maybe a tree or two up towards the houses that are there, just to kind of soften that. As for the houses being up on that berm, I know further out towards Lake Street, what's the subdivision that's down there? Up there?
Further out Lake Street.
Heading out of town? Do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
Towards my parents' house.
On Division.
On
Division.
Not on Division. Well, it's...
Front Street.
Are you talking Harvey Heights?
That's what I'm talking about.
The Harbridge Park,
thank you. Harbridge Park has the houses that are up on the berm, and that would be very similar, wouldn't it, to how that looks?
I see you about that, yeah.
So if we're looking at something that looks like that, that is kind of the way that the houses would look. They're all the way up. Is it right for that area? But, yeah. And then the setback requirements, is that how it's laid out here? Do you have those marked out?
Again, since it's a preliminary review, I didn't do an in-depth analysis of it, because things always change, so it's just to get feedback, and then you're provided with all the ordinance requirements, and it's expected that a plan to meet those will be submitted.
Okay.
In 1996, when we were working on the expansion on Park Street, we went to the state, because the state's requirement is 50 feet from the right-of-way, and the city's 25. Yeah. So we had to go for a variance, and we were granted that variance for Park Street, for what we had proposed at that time. We would do the same for Lake Street.
Okay.
If that's what conclusion you come to.
Absolutely.
With the what you want to see, but...
All right. Anyone else have any questions? All right.
I've got to ask you, it's my wife's question. When she pulled in on your answer down at the park, coming down the sidewalk's really difficult to see someone coming down the sidewalk. I'm pulling out your exit and they're coming down the sidewalk. You got a bunch of shrubs there that she almost hits an old guy.
There was somebody leaving the community?
Correct. If we could.
Because of the hedges there?
I believe that's what she's talking about, yes. And I witnessed the same thing. And I told her, this is really not a voting question, but I will bring it up. So
okay, so you're saying that those hedges are creating a visual problem for cars leaving the community?
Right.
That is true. That is true.
Yeah,
you got to really grow up.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we can just take care of that because it's
thank
important.
Great
point.
Okay. Yeah. Nothing to do with this. Just general.
Yeah.
Okay. Does anyone else have any other questions or comments? Okay. All right. Yes.
Very good.
Thanks. There we go. All right. All right. Do you have any other questions for us?
I do not.
Okay. Thank you very much, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right, let's move on to staff report.
A couple of things. Tomorrow, there'll be an informational meeting on PA210, which is a commercial vehicle application I have, in regards to the Ross project. So if you want more information in regard to that, be here on the right 6:00.
Okay.
6:00. And then on May 23rd at 3 p.m. also in this room, there's going to be a webinar put on by MSU in regards to the marijuana laws. And so if you're interested in that topic, so they may come back to this commission to do some things in the zonings, but maybe a quick valuable thing to participate in.
Is that 6:00?
No, the webinar is at 3.
Thank you.
The meeting's tomorrow, the information session is at 6.
Thank you. So we're three candidates in here?
Yes.
Will that webinar be available to us after the fact that we can watch? There's no way I can make a video call.
No, and I believe there's a series of that same webinar.
They record all the webinars so they would be available afterwards for people that cannot make that.
Could we be provided with a link, please?
Yes, for a small fee. Yeah, we'll get it once it's available.
Thank you, Mike.
All right. Anything else, Scott?
That's all I have.
All right. Good to the order. All right.
Welcome, Rose.
Yes, thank you. Yeah. Sorry, I felt like you were here before. So.
I know she was left handed, I'd reconsider.
I know. Right? Welcome, Rose. All right. I need a motion to adjourn.
Move to adjourn.
I have a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed?